This is part four of my lesson from yesterday. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair.
At the first sign of flies among his flock, he will apply the antidote to their heads. And what was this antidote? It was nothing more than the anointing which the shepherd would apply to the head of the sheep. Most shepherds preferred the linseed oil with sulfur and tar, which when smeared over the sheep's nose and head was a protection against the flies. And oh, what a transformation took place among the sheep once this oil had been applied to the head. There was an immediate change in behavior. Gone was those aggravations, that restlessness. Instead, the sheep would feed quietly and soon lie down in peaceful contentment. To me, this is a picture of the many irritations in my own life. How easy it is for there to be a fly in the ointment. Even in my most spiritual times, many things would annoy and ruin my quietness. At times, some tiny, tantalizing thing seems to torment me to the point that I'm restless. And so, my behavior as a child of God degenerates to a disgraceful and frustrating time. Just as with the sheep, there must be a continual renewal of this anointing oil. Only one application of this anointing oil was not enough for the entire summer. It was a process that had to be repeated time and again. In my life, there must be a continuous anointing of God's grace and spirit to counteract the ever-present aggravations of personality conflicts. We as Christians need repeatedly fresh anointings of the Holy Ghost in order that we too could remain peaceful, content,
and above the agitation of this world.
Summertime for the sheep is more than just fly time. It's also scab time. Scab is an irritating and it's a highly contagious disease that's common among the sheep worldwide. Scab is a bacterial or fungus disease that's characterized by crustaceous spots. It's found more often and more commonly around the head. When the two sheep rub together, the infection spreads rapidly from one to the other. As with the flies, the only effective remedy for the scabs is the applying of the anointing. A lot of the shepherds would provide a vat, a big container, in which they could dip the sheep in, that they would be completely submerged in this particular oil. The most difficult part of the body to get anointed is the head. Some sheepmen take great care to apply this anointing with their own hands. In the Christian life, most of our contamination by the world, by sin, by that which would defile and disease us spiritually, comes through our minds. It is a case of the meeting of the minds that transmit ideas and concepts and attitudes which may be damaging. Often it is when we get our heads together with someone who may not necessarily have the mind of Christ that we come away with our minds filled with concepts that are not Christian. Our thoughts, our minds, our ideas, even our emotions and choices, our impulse and our desires are all shaped and molded through the exposure of our minds to other people's minds. In this modern era of mass communications, the danger of the mass mind grows increasingly grave. Young people, in particular, whose minds are so easily molded, find themselves being shaped under the subtle pressures and impact made on them by the television, magazines, newspapers, and fellow classmates, not to say anything of their parents, teachers, and college professors. Often, the mass media are largely responsible for shaping our minds, are in the control of men whose characters are not Christ-like, who in some cases are actually anti-Christian. One cannot be exposed to such contacts without coming away slightly contaminated. The thought patterns of people are becoming increasingly non-Christian. Today, we find more tendency towards violence, hatred, prejudice, greed, and an increasing disrespect for that which is noble, fine, pure, and beautiful. This is precisely the opposite of what the Bible teaches us. In Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 8, we are instructed emphatically on this matter. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, pure, and lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. The only possible practical path to obtaining such a mind, free of the world's contamination, is to be conscious daily, hourly, of the purging presence of God's Holy Spirit applying Himself to our minds. We also can have this anointing that the Bible speaks about, that anointing of the mind, of the thoughts, if we would only subject our minds to be like
the mind of Christ. Well, the old clock on the wall